What's your earliest clear memory? Let me guess. You were around 3 or 4 years old, right? You can remember much of the stuff you learned during those years, like how to talk and who your family is, but not specific events. It turns out there may be a scientific reason for that phenomenon known as infantile amnesia. For a long time, scientists have believed you don't hold on to experiences because the hippocampus, the part of the brain responsible for saving memories, is still developing. But new research from Yale University shows that may not be the case after all. Researchers studied a group of infants between 4 months and 2 years old. They showed the infants pictures they'd never seen before, then showed them one of the images they had previously seen next to a new one. Using MRI, researchers found the greater the activity in a baby's hippocampus when looking at the image for the first time, the longer they looked at it the second time, signaling they recognized it. They also found the part of the hippocampus where encoding was the strongest is the same area associated with episodic memory in adults, and the reaction was the strongest in children older than 12 months. Episodic memory is remembering specific events. Before now, scientists had only found evidence that the hippocampus infants as young as 3 months old displayed a type of memory called statistical learning, which is recognizing patterns. These two types of memories use different neuronal pathways in the hippocampus, and past studies have shown the statistical learning pathway develops earlier than the episodic memory pathway does. This new study shows episodic memories can be encoded by the hippocampus earlier than scientists thought, but does not explain why they don't last into adulthood. They're still working to figure that out.